Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Soldering through an antique store, something catches your eye. It's exquisite, the craftsmanship unmatched. Slowly you turn over the price tag. Gulp? That much? As we move from the glorious triumph of Psalm 68 to Psalm 69, we realize we're doing just that. Here is the price to be paid for the treasure. Then we discover this item had once been the possession of the one determined to buy it back. As the KJV renders it, quote, "Then I restored that which I took not away." Psalm 69, verse 4. Clearly, sentences like verse 5 are David's, not Christ's. But many portions of the psalm are messianic, quoted in the New Testament as belonging to him. Here are some signposts for our trek through the psalm. Stanza 1, verses 1 to 4, describes the circumstances and the overwhelmingness of his sorrow. Stanza 2, verses 5 to 12, shows the cause, contrasting his zeal for God and the resulting reproach of men. Reproach is used 6 times in the psalm, verses 7, 9 twice, 10, 19, and 20. Stanza 3, verses 13 to 18, expresses the cry, his longing for deliverance. Stanza 4, verses 19 to 21, gives the catalog of his troubles, quote, "My reproach, my shame, and my dishonor, my adversaries," and so on, verse 19. But what he did not have was, quote, "someone to take pity," or any, quote, "comforters," verse 20. This clearly is a scene from the cross, for he adds, quote, "They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink," verse 21. Stanza 5, verses 22 to 28, is the call for God to act on the sufferer's behalf. Stanza 6, verses 29 to 36, provides the conclusion with, quote, "praise, thanksgiving," verses 30 and 31, "and sacrifices offered to God. He will save the sorrowful," verse 29, "elevate the humble," verse 32, "and hear the poor," verse 33. "He will restore Zion," verse 35, "and its inhabitants will be," quote, "those who love his name," verse 36.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.